Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
I don't know if you put a lot of weight in on dreams, but ever since I had this one crazy experience with one dream that I had, I always started to look a little bit deeper into the meanings that of the ones that I've had since. So this was a couple of years ago, like maybe about three years ago. I had a dream that people consider to be this really superstitious phenomenon. So I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you have a dream about you having teeth or having teeth fall out, but that's supposed to be a sign that death is coming for somebody in your life.
Really?
And I always heard that was you're worried about money.
About money? Well, I do be worrying about money a lot, but that's kind of always for me. But I had this dream that I've never had before. It happened once where my teeth felt like they were falling out. And I kind of looked into it on Google and I found this whole Reddit thread where people said, oh, that means that somebody in your life is about to pass, which is crazy for me because up until that point, I hadn't lost anybody in my life. Like, you know, I'd lost pets and stuff, but I'd never lost like a person. And then it wasn't long after that that I ended up losing my grandmother on my mom's side. So my mom's mom passed away. Wow. And ever since then, I've always been like, the spiritual world, man, it do be out here spiritually.
So was it a recurring dream where you lost your teeth or just a one time?
I had it once, and that was enough for me because I was like, okay, if it only happened once, it must mean something, because I'm the type of person that has a lot of recurring dreams. And recently I've been having a lot of dreams, probably because I'm taking too much melatonin, that I have had over and over and over again. And I thought maybe my subconscious is trying to tell me something.
See, that's why I'm always like hesitant to look up what dreams mean, because I dream a lot too. And I do believe in like signs and things of that nature. But I also feel like if you look up the dream and it's a bad interpretation, then your mind starts to believe that this is what's going to happen. And I feel like you can kind of power it into like your life. You know what I mean? So I'm like, sometimes I feel like it's better not to know. I'm afraid to look it up.
Well, I feel like sometimes it's just a little heads up, like, hey, or it can tell you something about yourself that you need to handle on head first. Like for me, I know I have an unreal, maybe it's not unrealistic, but I have this constant fear that I'm going to lose my cat somehow. Like I'm going to open up the door, she's going to run out, I'm never going to see her again. So I have a reoccurring dream that I lose my cat a lot. But there are two other
reasons. I feel like every cat owner probably has that. They just cold. They might just decide they've had enough one day.
They just want to run away. I'm like, when is she going to leave me? Probably very soon. She's getting sick of my crap. But anyway, I've been having these two reoccurring dreams that I've decided to look into because they happen so frequently that I just do not understand what my subconscious is trying to tell me. So the first one that I have over and over again, I've probably had this dream 10 or 15 different times over the last couple of years. And it's the same thing every time. I'm either in high school or I'm in college. And it's always a different classroom. It's always a different teacher, but it's always a math class. And I'm always going to school, but for some reason I'm skipping the math class. Like I'll go to school. It's like a fast forward situation where I'm going to school for a bunch of different days, but I'm for some reason always just not going to my math class. And then for some reason, one day I decide to go to math class. And on that day, there's always like a big test that I'm not prepared for. So I decided to Google, what does this mean? And it's a little bit, it's kind of a nail on the head, but it does have a deeper meaning. So this dream, if you feel like you have some kind of lack of preparedness, it can be a reflection of stress that you're feeling either in your past. So obviously, like I had a lot of stress about exams, but also it means that it can represent not feeling prepared to take on different challenges in your life now. So maybe there's something I need to talk about in therapy about, like, oh, what challenges do I feel like I'm facing in my life? And do I actually feel like I can take them on? And that's the reason why I'm having all the stress.
Do you think maybe it's all the transitions that have happened for you over the last year and a half?
Well, I've been having it for years. Like, I even before I moved here. So I don't know if I just have this fear that I'm going to be unprepared for something, or I just always feel like I'm forgetting something. Like, that's how the dream feels. Like, you know you're forgetting something, but you don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But it always ends up being the math test. And the second one that I have over and over again is a little bit darker, is I always feel like I'm being chased and hunted down by somebody. So, like, I'm in, like, a war situation, or I'll be, like, in the house and someone's, like, circling the house and someone's trying to get me in the house, and it's really, really scary. This one I don't have as much. I do have the math test one a lot more.
I have the one where I'm being chased often too, and yes, I'm always slow as hell. my feet don't work.
That's the one recurring. I used to get it in childhood, being chased, but in my dream I was able to fly, but I could never take off to fly to get away from them. But it was always, like, so slow. I felt like I was running through, like, jello.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if they're telling me I need to up my Orange Theory PR or something. But according to a dream expert, that this is one of the most common common dreams to have, is being chased in a dream. And it means that you feel like there's impending conflict or confrontation, or you're refusing to face a situation in real life. Something, or also something from your past, has resurfaced and is catching up with you. It could represent a situation or problem that you're trying to avoid or escape from. And if you have the inability to run away, it may reflect a sense of being overwhelmed or trapped by these emotions or challenges.
So it seems like the theme there is, like, it plays to your anxiety of always worrying about if you're going to be prepared or what's coming next, and, you know, things of that nature, like being afraid of maybe the change, and if, when the change does happen, if you'll actually be ready for it.
Yeah. And I'm, like, a naturally anxious person. So I think because I spend so much time suppressing it, that when you're dreaming and you kind of have no defenses up, it just, like, comes out.
So when you do these dreams, are they super detailed or just kind of vague? Because I've had dreams where I have super detailed visions of, like, buildings I've never been in, houses I've never been to, like, broken down theaters, like, crazy places. And I'm like, how do I know what this looks like? And then there are other dreams I wake up and it's, like, completely vague, and I'm just left with kind of, like, the general outline of what happened and the feeling.
Ooh. All right. Well, we've got Nikki on the phone. She says that she's got a good short story to share. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, actually, before my uncle unalived, for like 3 or 4 months, my brain just kind of honed in on a hymn that I would hum all the time. Didn't know he was ill. Not too long after that, my aunt put him in hospice. And before he passed, she started humming that same hymn. And I was like, wow.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I just got chills. Wow.
Oh my gosh, the hair is standing up in my arms. Do you mind sharing what hymn that was?
It was Walk With Me. Walk with me, Lord.
Oh, come on, Queen.
Walk with me. And I believe that the Lord walked with him and carried him over for his transition.
I have got chills. That is amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Nikki. Really appreciate you sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
All of a sudden, I feel like everything's going to be okay.
All my anxiety's gone. I'm never going to have these dreams again. It's so great.
And I'm like, y'all are like, this is so touching. And I'm like, terrified.
The Burt Show.